What would happen if we had the audacity, the courage, the boldness, and the presence to lean into our edges and to grow from our core? See, in a world shaped by yesterday's leaning into tomorrow's, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. The world has shifted, and now we find ourselves in a space-time continuum where lifestyle, business, and consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast. I'm your hostess, Lena Ski. This is a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in those big bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Let's get astronomical. Let's really shift the needle into flow. Sometimes we just need a reminder. Sometimes we need an invitation. But what we should never really be asking for is permission. And yet we do. We're constantly either asking the universe, we're asking other people, we're always looking for permission. And I didn't get to post that picture that I wanted to post. In fact, I don't think I actually have it anymore, but I will definitely find that quote and post it onto Instagram. But it was that notion that I spoke about most recently in the last podcast, that sometimes when we're asking for something, we're actually asking for permission. And I can't get the quote in on my head. I did mention it in the last podcast, so go back over there if you haven't heard it yet and check out my Instagram feed. Hopefully by the time you're on there, I will have found that quote and paid it forward, because it is such an amazing wisdom. And I guess this is where our invitation is taking us today. Our invitation to greatness. Our invitation to being bold and astronomical. My name is Lena Ski, and welcome to the Supernova Podcast, that place where business, lifestyle, consciousness fuse together with what you stand for, who you are, and what you're bringing to this world. And it's such a fundamental question to just stop, pause, and remember. Like, give yourself time to remember. Like, I had to do that. In fact, I'm in a process right now where I was just filling out my legacy profile with a prospective client that I may be working with or collaborating with. And it's been such a beautiful journey to just come back to core and just remember. Like, how often do we get absorbed by our day that we just forget what we already know? And I know I talked about this in countless podcasts before, and it's going to be a big theme in Blazing Bold, which is a guide to being luminous in an ever-changing universe, which is a book that's on the horizon for this year. Hold the thumbs. It's so close to taking on that next level and going through to the design team and doing what it's meant to be doing in this world. Or just being an expression of what needed to be said in that moment and in this space and in this time. But in filling out, I'm so tongue-tied because I'm just like so excited, and it's still seeping in. It feels like I don't know if my mind's ahead or my speech is behind or my body's behind and something else is ahead. You know, we have these surreal overlapping moments where sometimes things aren't in alignment, because I wouldn't say it's not in alignment, but we're just shape-shifting, we're just morphing into all of what we're being, and we're constantly growing into who we are, into who we really are. I don't think we grow up to become somebody else. I don't think we grow up to become another version of somebody else or more like somebody else. I think we grow up to be more of ourselves, and I've noticed that as a journey, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but it feels so relevant and prevalent and so appropriate to bring in this particular moment, because in growing from our edges and leading from our core, we find that we're more truer to ourselves, we're leading with this new integrity. We're constantly raising our own bar and unfolding and giving ourselves permission to be of value to the world in really new, bold, and exciting ways. And that can feel scary. It can feel scary as hell. It can really push you out of your comfort zone. But the great thing is, when you're out of your comfort zone, and I know I need to slow down, you move into your impact zone. When you're out of your comfort zone, and you're still alive, and you're still in the game, you move into your impact zone. You move into that place of really being there, being here, being of service, using your talents, creating from flow, unleashing your genius, not realizing that it has to be something that you grow into, that one day, someday, maybe shoulds, woulds, and coulds are the vocabulary of your life, but it's all here right now. And it's a scary space to inhabit. It's an incredibly scary place to inhabit. I'm on the cusp of that right now. Things are fusing, emerging, challenging me in my business in such leaps and bounds as I move up into a higher level of playing and operating and making, I guess, a difference in the world and making a difference, hopefully, and supporting you to make the differences that you want to make in your world. And it's scary. And, you know, this morning I had some sort of a nightmare. The content is irrelevant. And I stayed in this nightmare and it held me for quite some time. And then I realized I can let that go. I don't have to hold that energy. I can see what it's trying to teach me. I can find the gift in the wound. I can notice all these different things. I can go into the dream again, go through that process, not just stop when the so-called monster is about to get to you, but like really go through the process of that and really learn in that space. And that was quite an exciting place to actually physically go back into a nightmare and go, I'm not going to let the nightmare kill me or hurt me. I'm going to let the nightmare learn me, if that makes any sense. Anyway, I'm so jumping all over the place because I'm just so excited. And it's just like, oh, remembering. It all comes down to remembering. It all comes down to being who you truly are, because the most authentic expression of you is what's so needed in the world right now. And in fact, I was speaking into this as I was filling out my legacy profile. The one question was, what message or lesson have you learned that's been so deeply profound? And it's something that's been circulating in and out of my world for such a long time. And I defined it in the first book that I did, which is available on Kindle, called Start With A Bang Then Glimmer. And the quote is, it starts with a bang. That we move out of our comfort zone and we move into our impact zone. And that requires being radical. But not all bangs actually have to be traumatic. We have so much resistance around being daring, and we think it has to be at the cost and the expense of so much. I'm not talking about that kind of daring. I'm not talking about jumping out of the planes, superhuman kind of daring. I'm talking about daring to be human. I'm talking about asking for the things you want in this world, having the courage to step into every part of what it is that you want, while every other part of you thinks it's wanting to run away. About being vulnerable and how much courage that really takes, and not giving up on yourself, because if I had to define failure, giving up on myself would be failure. Not crashing or money going out of my account. If I made that my failure, then the times I hit zero, I shouldn't have come back. I'm not a person to commit suicide, but in the metaphoric sense, you know, I would have been game over. And the game's not over until I give up on myself. Until I step away from that part in me that's being asked and compelled to be more daring, to be more radical, to be more trusting, to be more vulnerable, to be more in integrity, to be more value. Like, the value bar has just gone way, way, way higher than I ever thought I could be playing. And yet, when I look at it, and I really just look at it, and I'm like, huh, yeah, no, I can totally do that. And that just feels like the next breath of air. It just feels radical, obvious, and so true in this moment. It feels effortless, even though this idea that the world opening up can also feel like the world's caving down, because all of a sudden there's just no walls where there used to be walls. And we think it's breaking down, but it's actually the walls have just expanded. The terrain and the possibility and the potential has just edged because we're growing from our edges. It's so easy to think of, what is growth costing us? What is it costing us to grow? And if we think like that, we're thinking in the red. We're thinking in survival. We're thinking in these brutal things that actually hold us down. And it's not a bad thing per se. It's just not the best thing right now. Because, okay, let's be real and honest and true about this. A part of you is trying to protect you. A part of you doesn't want you to scratch your knee, fall down, fall flat on your face, the world to laugh, you to cry. The world, there's a part of you that's like really compassionate towards you and not wanting you to mess up and not wanting you to go through the agonies that you've been through before. And it's not saying that you will, but it's just going, what if? And that hesitation, that pause, that seed of doubt is so, so strong. It is so astronomically strong. It can cripple nations. It can cripple dreams. It can cripple moments. It can cripple bank accounts. It can cripple us. It can actually break our souls if we let it. And that's a big, big, scary space to be. I get it. I totally get it. But why are we making those choices? Why are we looking at what has change cost us? Sure, sometimes there's a price tag involved. In fact, there's always a price tag involved. Sometimes it's a monetary price tag. Sometimes it's a time price tag. It's always a resource time price tag. It's always some sort of a price tag. You know, this idea of free, like what is free? It always comes at a cost. But do we have to measure that? Okay, yeah, at red, we do want to know what it's costing us. We do want to know what we're putting in, and we do want to know what we're getting out. I guess that's part of the way a lot of us define our success, that we put something in and we radicalize it, we shapeshift it, and it becomes more. Because we're gluttonous things, human beings. We aspire to more. We want to grow into more. True growth is a natural part of our process. Gluttonous growth is also part of our condition that we've taken on, that our ego has taken on, and a way that the world has almost told us to play. But what if we didn't look at what change or transformation or growth, true growth, and I mean real true growth, costs us, but what does it allow us to become? What does it inspire in us? What does it awaken in us? What does it invite us into? What does it teach us? Because it's a place of teaching and learning. And I may sound like such a millennial right now, but I will claim that with the greatest pride, if that's what you're gonna have to label me as in this moment, just to make sense of my world. Fine, call me a millennial. But true growth is true learning. True growth, you know, our salaries, and this is such a big thing that I'm so happy to be part of the well-being economy symposium and this whole movement for creating a well-being economy, which is a beautiful concept by Lorenzo Fiomonti, and it's a beautiful book. If you're in South Africa, definitely check it out, but also watch what's happening through all the social media platforms, because not only is it going to, are we going to have more conversations about it, not only will you be able to access an interview that I did with him recently, not only will he be coming back onto a special broadcast of the Global Movement Summit, we'll be actually running a symposium a little bit later in South Africa, and this event is going interstellar. It's going international. In fact, I believe our friends over in Scotland, hello if you're listening, are already on it, and you know, this emergence is just happening. Why do we choose to be less when we can be so much more? Why do we choose for permission slips over invitations to greatness? Talent isn't something that's randomized in the DNA pool that is only left for the 1% or less than the 1%. You know, the people with high IQs, or the wonder kids of the world that can play Beethoven symphonies at the age of 2.5, which is madness by some people's thinking, genius by another, and something that's uninhabitable for most of humanity. And hey, we don't need to be playing Beethoven at the age of 2.5. We just need to be being ourselves. We just need to give ourselves permission to be ourselves. So I feel like I'm spinning in so many different directions right now, because there's just so much in me that's wanting to be expressed, and so much that I see my clients going through, and in our growth and in our connection with our core, we get to experience our truest values, whatever those are for us. And we get to experience our truest well-being. And we get to give ourselves not only a salary that just pays the bills and keeps us thinking, how do we survive? But in a way that allows us to grow into what it is that we truly are, which then moves our needle into flow and into thrive. If I think about every time that I was radical enough to stand for myself and what I'm being asked to create, that world did open up. And if we don't have the audacity to be fully alive, to come fully alive and be who we're here to be, which I believe is critical for entrepreneurs, and I've seen it, I've absolutely seen it, then we will always settle for good. If we don't embrace that, not jumping out of a plane, but just the audacity to stand for what it is and to be compelled and to put in the work where it needs to be put in and to do the things that take us to the next level. And it may not even be hard work. You know, it depends on who you are, where you are, what your journey is. It's a unique, authentic blueprint that doesn't need to keep you in survivor mode anymore. To really move forward, you need to close the door on the past. And that's why I'm also really excited to share a little program that I've been putting together. And it's been, you know, without even putting it out there, I still haven't created the webpage. There's just such a resonance about stepping into our truth and stepping into what it is we're here to create, and like letting that part of us that's telling us we can't, letting that go. And that doesn't have to be traumatic. It doesn't have to be scary, because we realize that to truly do that, we move out of a space of it just being about me and just being hustling in a corner and trying to just hold ourselves together, that we realize that we're actually in a space of being in true empowerment, in true well-being, and we find our pods of co-creation. We step into shared experiences. We step into playfulness and the expression of the kinds of experiences that we are being asked, that the world is asking us to create in this world. If we don't have that, we settle for what's good. Or we settle for what's okay. Or maybe we just settle for what's not so bad. Or we settle for getting by. Or worse, we compromise and do anything that keeps us half in the sinking side, managing what it is we're trying to manage while fighting for our lives, our dreams, our goals, and the best of intentions. What is true growth costing you? And why does it have to really cost you anything when you realize that the equation has been twisted and the equation has been tainted into a bill to pay, a debt to pay, a karmic thing to pay for the spiritualists out there, and something that's an expense to you, a commodity, a depreciating value, something that, you know, like a car getting off a showroom thing, it's depreciated the minute it goes into play. It can never be all that it can be. Really? Is that the story you want to keep telling yourselves? Because in that way, we do stay in the red. And red isn't necessarily a place of debt. It's a place of hitting rock. Well, yeah, hitting that kind of survivor mode. And yes, Survivor is a great TV series. I have watched it. I do enjoy watching it for the human dynamics. Haven't watched it in ages. But do we really want to be playing that game? I mean, how many of us would really, honestly, truly sign up for that? Right? And yet, look at your lives and honestly say how many of you actually have, by default, signed up for that. We may not be eating bugs. We may not be sleeping in the unknown unless you're kind of doing something like I did earlier last year? This year? The times blur. Africa burn. Okay, but that's another story. And that was nothing like real Survivor. That was that. Oh no! I need to edit this out. But yeah, I guess the real thing is remembering, taking a moment to just remember why you started, honoring where you are, noticing how much growth you have given yourself, noticing where you're holding yourself back, how you're holding yourself back. Are you letting yourself thrive? Are you letting yourself grow? Are you letting yourself move out of your impact zone? Or move out of your comfort zone and into your impact zone? To just be honestly, truly authentic about that truth. That radical truth. The truth of who you are, the talents you have, the genius that you actually have, because you do have a genius. You just haven't realized it yet. And taking that invitation to greatness and not only stepping up into a greater a light and lightness of being, but creating a business and a brand that encapsulates that truth, that encapsulates its own truth around that. Because we don't have to be the kinds of change makers that all get our hands dirty. We don't have to be the kinds of change makers that tie ourselves to trees. We don't have to be the kinds of change makers that protest on every bill that's coming out of Parliament. We don't have to go to Woodstock to have that experience. We just need to create from who we really, truly are, and from our highest potential, and purpose. And that bar is going to be wherever you are. It's always going to be a little bit higher than where you are because you're growing up, right? You're growing into yourself. You're growing into who you are, and you're growing into your talents, and you're growing into your genius. And that's going to keep emerging. This, again, this idea of like, can the lotto just come through? Can somebody just post me the answer and I'll just pick it up and put it on? It doesn't work like that. It's an unfolding, but it starts with where you are. It starts with what you're doing. It starts with how you're meeting the moment. I could carry on about this topic. I feel like I need to get back to my legacy profile. I'm most probably going to want to record 10 billion other podcasts with 10 billion more questions being stirred up in me. And I'm curious what questions are being stirred up in you. Because as Orion Mountain Dreamer says, oh, I don't have the quote on me right now. But I don't care, something like, I don't care who you are. I want to know what you're up for. I want to know what you're compelled for. I want to know what fuels you. I want to know what awakens you. I want to, these aren't the words, but this is the essence, right? Coming back to essence. Coming back to remembering. Coming back to reality. Without getting stuck and imprinted in it, but using it as a launch pad for the things that you're up for. The things that you're creating right now. On whatever level you're creating them right now. They can be big, they can be small, but they start right here, right now. In fact, they've already started. But if you're not conscious about them, if you're not really giving them the love and attention that they deserve, if you're not actively engaging with that part of you that's unfolding, it's going to be so much harder for those things to grow roots, to take seed, and to bear fruit. And with that, I leave you to all the questions that are unfolding in your world. Because questions are really beautiful things. And they ask us so much. And they reveal so much in us. If we really write them down, if we really don't just ask them, but give ourselves permission to answer them, I'd be curious to hear what's stirring in your world. So with that, I'll let you get back to the real big questions, the real next big moves you need to be making to really fuse your business, your brand, what you stand for, what you're up for, your talents, your genius, the collective that you're working with, the people you're collaborating with, the people you're surrounding yourself with, into creating something meaningful and powerful and true. This is Lena Ski from the Supernova Podcast and from the Global Movement Summit. It's been awesome checking in with you. Hope to hear from you soon. Have a purposeful day, and remember, always inwards, onwards, and upwards with purpose. So there you have it. There's no more room at the edge of maybe. Maybes have been taken up and scrapped off the list. Because we're not just in business to create products or services. You're in business to create openings, shape connections, and establish engagement. And this is your exact chance to find your opening, to take a step in, to get bold, to get daring, and to have that presence to follow your bliss, to follow that uniqueness that you bring into the world and let the world know, to step into the new class of emerging and share your genius. This has been Lena Ski for the Supernova Podcast. If you enjoyed this conversation or you want to find out more, head on over to my personal site, which is lenaski.com. Or if you're ready to get a little bit more moonshot, if you're ready to get a whole lot more magnetic, exponential, evolutionary, and intuitively design the business, the products, the services, and the talents that you're here to deliver to this world, you're going to love theglobalmovementsummit.com. See you there.